Resolutions. Resolution number 13, February, today's date, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Focused Media Department of Tourism. Motion.
This was carried over from last week.
Okay. Motion and a second.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion. Any discussion? Tracy?
This was the one that last week I raised the question about the 15%, which John came back saying that it's standard. But one question further I had on that 15%, which Rick's here, thank you. So that 15% is if they sub out work, they get a 15% commission on the work that they've subbed out. Is that correct?
Correct.
And if they don't get the 15% commission on the work that they've subbed out, then we cover the 15% commission.
What work are we talking about, Tracy?
Well, I don't. That's what the contract says. I don't.
Right.
I don't know what work we're talking
about.
Well,
I think we're talking about the. To be honest with you, very rarely have we ever used a third party to subcontract out for any of our advertising or anything. So the only thing that we've really used that 15% commission for, as you mentioned, it's standard procedure for commissions for the advertising agency when they do media buys. And that's something that they've been doing for 6 years for Focus Media.
But, okay, can I just refer to it?
Sure.
In the contract? So it says the firm, isn't the firm Focus Media?
Correct.
Shall receive a commission of 15% of net charges made by third parties with whom the firm, with whom Focus Media contracts. I'm not concerned about us contracting with a third party. I'm concerned about us paying a 15% commission to Focus when their third party doesn't provide their commission or the markup. That's what I'm asking about.
I understand. It's just, again, it's 15% of the net charges made by the third parties, and we pay that commission. Focus Media collects the 15% commission.
Yeah, I got to say, I just feel uncomfortable with that. I mean, I know it might be small, but if that's the... I mean, I'd ask to see if... I realize that that it's a do-not-exceed number in terms of the contract, but I just don't see why we would be paying a 15% commission to a third-party contractor to Focus Media when that third-party contractor doesn't pay.
Sure.
Is it to oversee the work?
Yes.
I mean, when I read that, I see that as, and this is the first time I'm really looking at it, but I see that as Focus Media is overseeing the work of photographers or printers or video production. So it's for them to get, for their staff time and their time to oversee the work.
So we could almost note it as administrative cost if they should.
But we pay them an administrative cost. We have, in their Schedule A, they're getting paid monthly. They're getting paid a monthly fee. You know, they're a large portion of this is just their fee. You know, then it's broken out in Schedule B to media buys, et cetera. I mean, one thing that I had asked, which I don't know, Don was unable to get the answer, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know if this section's ever been used. If we have, I'd asked for, in previous contracts, is there an example of us paying the 15% to a third party because they didn't pay the commission to Focus Media? And that would, in part, I realize this is standard for advertising. I mean, or at least that's what I'm being told. But if it's standard for advertising, then why wouldn't they be getting paid a commission by the people that they're hiring? I'm just not.
I'm getting confused. If Focus Media hires a contractor to do things like, you know, some advertising campaigns or whatever, we pay Focus 15% of the cost of that contract, not the contractor paying Focus Media. Is that correct?
Right. Yes, right. That is correct.
But okay. Not according to this contract that we have with Focus Media says that Focus Media, I'm just going to use Focus Media instead of the firm, that Focus Media will receive a commission of 15% from their third-party contractors, not from us. And that in the event that their third-party contract, if they should choose to sub out work, and in the event that they don't get the 15%, we have to cover it. That's what it says. This says that they will receive it to implement their advertising proposals that are approved by the county. We have in here money for production for web videos, production for radio commercials, photography, $5,000. We already have that in there. It's a separate thing in the Schedule B. There's just this little line in the Schedule B that says, should they choose to sub out the work, they will get 15% from the third party, which obviously we can't compel a third party to give them 15%, whether it's standard or not. So this is saying if the third party doesn't give them 15%, we're responsible for it. I'm saying I don't like that.
Well, if it sounds like it's a standard type of thing that you put in a contract for media advertising, probably the 15% of whatever the that advertising campaign produces for, you know, the firm, for Focus. It doesn't apply here because we're not in the business of making money with our advertising. We're trying to get tourist dollars. Maybe we should take it out. I mean,
yeah,
is that a big thing?
I was going to suggest the same thing. We haven't used it in 6 years, so if it clears up for the committee any problems, it'd be something that would be very easy to delete from the contract.
Well, you want to make an amendment?
Okay.
That would be great.
Make an amendment, a friendly amendment on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So, okay.
Yeah, she's going to have to because it's on the session day.
All right. So, is everybody comfortable with that? Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. You guys are okay with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool.
All right.
Anything to please the committee.
Okay. So, with the amendment then? With a friendly amendment on the floor, then all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, very good. Thank you. Resolution 18, approving the execution of contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Ulster County Economic Development Alliance, Inc., Department of Planning.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, discussion?
This was another question of mine last week, and I know Suzanne's here. My question was about how the... I looked at the contract against last year's contract, and it basically said it was an identical, it's boilerplate language. So I had raised the question, the concern about, one, getting to see a proposed budget beyond the financial, beyond the boilerplate ABC, but a proposed plan at the outset rather than after, and also to see the money that had been spent last year, which in the interim, I know Suzanne brought it tonight, which is great, but in the interim, Hector also sent me, because he got it from Suzanne, the budget from last year. So if Suzanne's here to speak to it, it's great. I'm willing to move on this, and I know it's going to be discussed in committee, and Suzanne's going to be reporting back to the committee on a regular basis.
So do you need Suzanne to discuss it, or are we okay with the vote then?
If everybody else is okay.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Take care. Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Resolution 97, authorizing the purchase of Sheriff's Office vehicle for the County of Ulster, New York, and a maximum estimated cost of $50,000, and authorizing the issuance of $50,000 in bonds, said county to pay the cost thereof.
Move it.
Carl? Second?
Second.
Mary Beth? Discussion?
This was me again.
Yeah.
So this, again, as I voted before, one, I was wondering why this one was out, why this car was separate, which I understand, or I don't understand, but I guess it was some oversight or somehow it wasn't included in the whole budget. Maybe the sheriff can speak to that, but it's a bigger picture. And I called the sheriff, and we didn't connect in the interim in between the last meeting. But I will sit down with the sheriff. I need to really understand, because it is my understanding that each road patrol officer has a take-home vehicle, and that's something that I'm just having a hard time coming to terms with. So I don't know if the sheriff wants to speak to why this vehicle was separate, but I'm going to be a no if it's...
Well, it was taken out by Bert. Bert, we had ordered a vehicle, a transport vehicle for corrections, which came out of inmate money. Bert didn't realize that, so he thought that was part of one of the five. I'm the sheriff now for 10 years. I've asked for five vehicles every year. We have a plan that goes out well, it started going out at least 8 years, and then I ran again, so it'll go out probably another 8 years. We have a plan. We don't ask for any more than that. It's the same thing every year.
And I know we have Bert's blessing on this one also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Tracy. Can I ask two questions? When you say use inmate money, that's a phone. Is that the phone money, or is it
phone different? And commissary.
Phone and commissary. Yeah. And then the other question is it accurate, and I would like to sit down with you or whoever you suggest. Is
Perry
it accurate?
Perry Sowell sent you an email asking you to specifically tell him exactly everything you want, and he'll get back to you.
Okay.
He sent it to your Lotus Notes on the county.
Well,
you have to. That's the only thing we use. Or reach out to him on
your
personal email.
I'll reach out to him on my personal email for now. I've got to get on the Lotus Notes, but I don't check that.
We're an open book, and I said it at the reorganization meeting. Everybody's welcome at our place anytime.
Okay.
And always I would ask that you ask me questions like I do at the public safety meeting. Send me questions ahead of time so we can come prepared to meetings.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. One no. Okay. Resolution 99, authorizing certain new preliminary design engineering costs for the construction of Bailey Bridge in for the County of Ulster, New York. The maximum estimated cost of $24,000 and authorizing the issuance of $24,000.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Where is the Bailey Bridge? Is that where George jumped or what?
Really?
No, you gotta, if you can't laugh, see, see.
I thought it was fun.
Thank you.
I thought it was good.
Okay. Hey, it's the drug, so I can't tell you. That's why they don't let me drive. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 101, authorizing Western Avenue Storm Water Project in and for the County of Ulster.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 103, authorizing exterior refurbishment, 17 Pearl Street.
So moved.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Trace?
I don't know if anyone's here to talk about it. At the last meeting, I had questions about, because the major budget line was the environmental abatement and following on environmental testing. One, I was wondering if this was happening in-house or if it was something we're bidding out. I understand it's something we're bidding out and we're creating a capital project for. My specific question was, because we have an XRF machine, couldn't we determine whether or not we needed to do that abatement prior to creating the capital project? And I didn't get an answer.
Okay. Not a clue. So.
I reached out to Bob Soto on her behalf. He said he was trying to put something together to her. He hasn't done anything.
Okay.
He hasn't gotten back to me.
I did receive an email back after this.
Yeah, but I'm just curious. It's going to be an outside firm, but again, in terms of the testing and the abatement, I don't know. And maybe there's more to test for. Maybe the XRF, I have no idea. I mean, it's a small project, but I don't know why we didn't.
Yeah, what is it? Roughly $50,000.
It's going to come back to us, I assume, okay. Like
yeah,
with
there,
the contract.
There has to be a contract.
Yeah, so
I mean, as long as it's a $50,000 contract. If they figure out they need $48,000 to do the capital project, you won't see it again.
Right.
So what's your flavor? You want to move on it and knowing that it will come back to us? Or hopefully it will come back to us as a contract of $50,000 or more?
Well, hopefully it won't come back to us because it'll be so cheap.
Yeah.
Economical.
Yeah. Remember, cheap goes to the lowest bidder.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So
okay.
This will come back to us. And in the meantime, I'll reach out to Bob too, again, or through John as well.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Late resolution 111, approving the execution contract in excess of $50,000. County Family Services, Inc., Department of Mental Health.
I'm moving.
Okay, second.
Why was it late?
Yes, because they finally they put it out for an RFP. They finally got the RFP together. They want to have this starting as of March 1.
Okay.
So this is the ombudsman program that was recommended by UCAN, and that was embraced by the executive. And so.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Any new business? Old business? Motion to adjourn? Okay. Thank you all.
Yeah.